prophets can be wrong unless they speak by the Holy Spirit. And so far they have. It'll be impossible for me to doubt against them now. How are you praying? Now that was a necessary part. And the Lord told me himself that a few of his people are actually praying about this. Most people then gave up on it. I don't give up on what God ordains. See, the swamp can be bigger than the House and Senate. The Democrats primarily. And leadership in the Democratic Party. And the people that voted them in there. They're in the swamp too. And the people that they bribe or extort or threaten, anybody that surrender to them and their will, they're part of the swamp. Even if they know that what the swamp is doing is wrong and what the man that God appointed to fight the swamp is right. Those that surrender to the will of the swamp, whether it's by bribery or by death threats, they're in it too. So the swamps can be judges. The swamp can be police. The swamp can be anybody. But he didn't just say, I will drain the swamp at the Democratic level. He said he would drain the swamp. When you drain the swamp, you take the water out, and then everything under the water, that slimy water that you can't see inches past, you can see it for what it is. It's still there. The hatred, the animosity, the dead bodies, everything. So, remember, the Lord's about to come. People have been lied to. And now, things are being seen for what they truly are. The focus is not for me. It's not on the presidency. But as long as, until Christ comes, I want God's perfect will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want order. I don't want disorder. And all of my prayers will be towards the perfect will of the revealed will of God through Christ. I will occupy till I come, till he come. When he come, I'll be gone. My job will be finished. A man can finish his course before Christ comes. But until I am out of the way, I'm going to do all I can to stop the works of darkness. And I will do all that's in God's heart. Because I go and pray. Most people don't even pray. They loosely preach their opinions. No prayer, they didn't go and ask God anything before they speak. Once they believe something, they run with it. Most Christians will do that. And guess what? If they won't humble themselves and seek the Lord, they'll never know him that way. There are Christians that believe I'm talking heresy. But I'm talking by the Holy Spirit. There are good people that gave up on Trump. They're good, but I don't give up on the plan of God. I don't need it to look right. I'm looking at what's everything. If the Lord came today, Trump did what he was supposed to. As a man, even as a man of God and as a patriot. He's the only president that acknowledged King Jesus. The rest of them just say God, like you can go to God without Christ. And they even had preachers praying without saying the name of Jesus. Even Billy Graham, Reagan didn't let, Bush didn't let him say in the name of Jesus. But the day that Trump got elected, I heard at least three preachers pray and end it in the name of Jesus. And I said, God is with this man. This is not normal. He turned over the idols for us. And he's definitely draining the swamp. And he was a wonderful president, and he's even better. The Lord anointed him to do that. The swamp is drained. And everything that's not right, everything that can be shaken will be shaken off and consumed by the swamp. And I'm watching all this. Now, I don't believe in being a fair weather friend. I'm a friend to the end. Once the Lord showed me something in my prayer room, I'm done. You can think what you want. Well, you're putting your reputation on the line. I'm not trying to build up an idolatrous reputation. Let's make it clear. I believe God. I look to Him. And once He showed me what to do, then I stick with it. Toe to toe. Even if I look like a fool, and I don't really care whether I do or don't. I just care about doing what Jesus said. Because the Lord is dividing light from darkness. From the beginning, from our beginning, He was dividing light from darkness. Jesus said, I don't come to bring peace but a sword. He gave peace to His people. But He's rejecting darkness. I don't care who it is. And for what reason? He's rejecting darkness. It happened in Canaan land. They had to drive out the dark. They had to drive out the darkness, the Canaanites, the witches, the giants, all of it. Even though they felt like they were grasshoppers in their sight. And they did. They were huge. Because they angels and women made it and had children that were giants. And they were smart. But they were no match for the host of heaven. See, man has to initiate the fight. And then the angels will fight. That's how it works. You got to believe and stand. And then the angels will fight. See, people can't see the angelic host that's with Trump as he obeys God. When you're standing in the field ready to go to battle and you don't have weapons, people can't see the angelic host that's around you. If you don't get in fear, the Lord will show you what to do and the angels will fight your battles for you. The prophet Elisha said, oh, Lord, open the young man's eyes. And he saw the Syrian army surrounding him and his master, the prophet Elisha. And when Elisha said, open the young man's eyes, he saw the angelic host surrounding the Syrian host. And all this is true. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.